Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Glenn Gould, music from Africa with the Kronos Quartet, Yo-Yo Ma, and yes, of course, oboe music. Let's kick it off on a cheery fashion and key with whom better? Hey, I couldn't ask for more than Mozart. This next work will seem to have been a remarkable achievement for any 16-year-old, but for Mozart it was effortless. Written in the key of C major, a key that he actually wrote for a lot of his festive works, it is scored for oboe, bassoon, horns, and strings. And I will tell you, his Symphony No. 16 is definitely a delight. This performance also is a delight. Mario Bernardi conducting the CBC Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Mario Bernardi with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, and that was Mozart Symphony No. 16. Now, the word genius is not to be used lightly, but very apropos when it comes to this next artist. Let's say blinding talent combined with boldness and, of course, perfection, it results in the legacy left to the world by none other than Glenn Gould. Now, some of these moments were captured in an amazing movie, a groundbreaking film in the day called 32 Short Films about Glenn Gould. And it actually marks the life of Glenn Gould from the age of 4 until his early death at the age of 50. And the film is brilliant in the fact that it takes its structure from Bach's Goldenberg Variations, which each of the 32 vignettes in the movie represent a variation on a theme of Glenn Gould, depicting many of his incredible talents, from financier, humorous, nature lover, and recluse. And of course, did I forget? Incomparable musician. The end result is actually an incredible movie with music performed by a master. It's a classic must-see, a little old, but it's a definite must-see. And let's take a listen to what Glenn Gould does best and what he's best known for, a little Bach. Thank you. I don't think anybody does it better. And if you listen closely, you can actually hear him humming along. That was Glenn Gould, and two pieces by Bach, his prelude from the English Suite No. 5, and before that, the Invention No. 13 in A minor. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue on with some music by the Kronos Quartet. Now, they've always been on the top of the game in exploring new music and cultures. And this is definitely evident in this next selection that we're going to hear from their CD called Pieces of Africa. It's a work by Dumisani Mareri and is a tribute to his mother. He writes, and I quote, "My aim was to portray the life of my mother, who passed away in 1988. I wrote this piece in three parts. The first portrays my life with my mother on earth. The second part is sad, portraying her death. And the third movement is happy again, portraying that my mother is well, cared for, and looks after me and all her children still on earth. And she now lives her new life in the world of spirits or in heaven. We shall all meet her when we die." Those were the words of Dumisani Mareri, words he wrote for his work Maino Zippo for his mother. And now a great performance of the work by the Kronos Quartet. Thank you. Little celebration dance in the studio, that's what I can tell you what's happening on my end. A lovely piece and a great performance by the Kronos Quartet. That was music from their CD, Pieces of Africa. And the work was by Dumisani Marere in tribute to his mother. And I think he definitely did her justice. We're going to move on to another CD that I stumbled across. It's a lovely one entitled Clear Out of Touch with Time, which I'm sure we all are from time to time. But this is a great CD of sonatas for flute, oboe, and guitar. It features music from Bach to Bender. And this next selection, well, it's another B. It's by Berlioz. And Berlioz was actually not only a pioneer in modern conducting back in the 19th century, but he had, you know, he did a triple threat too. He was also a writer, critic, and composer. We're going to hear a lovely work, the Andante from L'Enfance du Christ.
Thank you.
Well, that was our version, or my version, of the oboe selection of the day. Who says you can't share with some friends, especially if they're a great flute player and guitarist? That was the Andante from L'Enfance du Christ by Berlioz, and performed by Anton Kushkin, Donald Bender, and Gary Kessler. And it comes from a great CD called Clear Out of Touch with Time. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to get some choral music into today's program from whom better than the Tao Scholars. Today's some music by Tavener. Now, nothing much is known of Tavener's activities before 1524. He appears to have come from South Lincolnshire, but there is no indication of his parental side. But he did do a stint in Oxford, but get this, he was reprimanded for his involvement with the Lutherans, but escaped punishment for, and I quote, being a musician. Always a good excuse. And parts of the work we're going to hear today is from his best-known Mass, and this is based on a popular, not sacred, but secular song called The Western Wind. And he was a little bit of a musical adventurous for his time, because the theme appears in each of the four parts, excepting the alto, at different times. There were structures back then, and he kind of blew caution to the wind, but it made for some good music. We're going to hear the results from his Gloria. And, you know, I hate to say this, but a glorious recording by the Tao Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips.
Thank you.
The beautiful voices of the Talis Scholars. And that was the Gloria from John Tavener's Western Wind Mass. We're going to move on to a great collaboration with Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin. And he writes of this collaboration on the album Hush That, and I quote, "It is a musical celebration of life from youth to old age. While in so many ways this album speaks to children, it is equally true, and perhaps its central goal is to, and I like this one, release the child in the adult." We all have to do that sometime. From the CD Hush, we're going to hear some beautiful Rachmaninoff.
Ooh.
It's so beautiful way to end the program. They both sound like they're singing the same song, but one's an instrument and one's a voice, but they join together so magnificently. That was Yo-Yo Ma, and he was joined by Bobby McFerrin, and that was the vocalist from Rachmaninoff, and it comes from an earlier disc of their collaborations called Hush. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I do thank you very much for joining me and hope to catch you again next time. Till then.